Even in the kingdom, it's hard to be honest with people just looking at it their way instead of looking at it kingdom way. I told them this morning that it's four kinds of people in the church. It is the sweet people. Them are the people who just love everybody. Then it is the sour people. Them are the people that say it don't take all that. Then it is the bitter people. The bitter people, they just mad just to be mad. The bitter people always talk against their church. I got a church home so I could go back. The bitter people, when the pastor have a vision, they always go against the vision the pastor has. The bitter people see everybody else's flaws, but they don't see their own flaws. The bitter people, they run some people away from the church instead of running them to the church. The bitter people, they talk about everybody else's house and their house a mess. Then you have the salty people. The salty people is the people who add flavor to the ministry. The Bible declares we are the salt of the world. We are the ones supposed to add salt to the ministry that we're in. We the ones, the salty people is those people that the pastor don't have to call 5 and 6 times. The salty people, when you know what you need to do or what the church need to be done, you go ahead and do it anyway. You don't need the pastor permission, my goodness. You know this is what you're called to do, so you're going to do it anyway. Why? Because you're the salt of the earth. The salty people is the one that helped lift up the man of God. Because in 13 years, preaching ain't always easy. Especially when you got to preach to people who love you. And then you have to preach to people who don't even like you at all. But the good news is you're still preaching. The good news is you're still praying. The good news is you're still worshiping. The good news is you're still in our community. But we need some salty people. If you have your Bibles, go with me to the book of John. The book of John. The book of John. The book of John, chapter 15. The book of John. The book of John, chapter 15. I'm going to read one verse, but please keep your Bibles open. I'm going to read one verse. The book of John, chapter 15. The book of John, chapter 15. Then the Bible declare. Chapter 15, verse 16. The Bible declare. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And ordain you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Today I just want to come to you with a word of encouragement today. He chose you for such a time as this. Look at your neighbor if you're not so mean. Say, neighbor, you chosen. You may please take your seat. Eternal Father, we honor you. We bless your name today. We thank you. Allow my lips to be like a ready writer to speak destiny to your people, that somebody may get saved, set free, and delivered. In Jesus' name we pray. Let somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. In this particular text, Jesus is about to be crucified. So he's laying the groundwork for the disciples. If you are a child of God, you are a disciple of the living God. So he's laying the groundwork because he didn't want the disciples to forget who they are. And every now and then, if you're not careful, every now and then, because of hell gonna come your way, you can forget who you are. So Jesus says, listen, I don't want you to forget who you are. And he is explaining to them who they are and who they belong to. It's one thing to know who you are, but it's another thing to know who you belong to. Can I get a witness? And so Jesus, he is calling his disciples. He's reminding him, but before he called them chosen in verse 14, he called them friends. The Bible declared that you are my friend if you do whatsoever I command you. Amen. Verse 13, let me go. Verse 13 says, greater have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. I got a problem with that text because he called me friend when I was unfaithful. He called me friend when I was in the world. Okay, don't worry about me. Y'all looking at me, let me call you. He called you friend. You were smoking whatever you used to smoke and drinking that whatever you used to drink. He called you friend when you was a gossiper. He called you friend when you was going around, my goodness, and sleeping around. He called you friend when you was friendless. He called you friend when you weren't faithful even to your own self. So how can you be faithful to God? He called you friend. He called us friend not based on our goodness, but he called us friend based on his goodness. He says, you are my friend. Now, how can I be a friend? How can I be a good friend when I ain't good to myself? How can I be good to somebody else when I ain't even good to my own family? How can I be right, my goodness, with everybody in the church when my house ain't right? How in the world, my goodness, you call me something that I don't even see? He says, you're my friend. Because he didn't want the disciples to forget that did nobody call him them but him. And in these 13 years, my goodness, in these 13 years, did nobody call you but Jesus? Because I don't know about you, my Lord Jesus, but it's probably been some plenty of times you was ready to walk away. It may be some plenty of times when didn't nobody else, you crying on the way home. It's been plenty of times you know folks done talked about you, but you still had to preach their family member funeral. It's been plenty of times, my Lord Jesus, in these 13 years that you said, Lord, I don't know about this. I don't know about this. But not only that, God called you friend. He says, I chose you. Now, this word chosen is a Greek word, and it simply means to be selected. It's to be handpicked, to be carved out. It's to be snatched into. Chosen. Now, I used to play basketball, and when it was my time to pick different people, I wasn't going to pick the people who wasn't no good. Okay. Because I wanted to stay on the court as long as I could stay on the court. So I wanted my team to be stacked. Because I was picking the wind. But Jesus does the opposite. Because he ends up picking rejects. Oh my goodness. He picked divorcees. My goodness. He picked those whose money is funny and change is strange. He picked whoremongers and whole. Oh my, please forgive me. Oh my goodness. He picked gossipers. My goodness. And backstabbers. Oh my goodness. He picked some confused people. He chose you. He chose you. He chose you. He chose you. When they picked before this Pope was up, they had a choice of picking four different people. The Pope before they chose this Pope, they went to Africa. They selected somebody from Africa, somebody from Brazil, somebody from Mexico, and then it was this just man. He did not have no resume. He was just a just man, and so they end up picking this just man. Not only that they just picked him just to pick him, but they picked him based on his service. Because the just man was up under the old Pope. And God is looking for some people, my goodness, in his house just to be just. He ain't say, okay, he ain't say you got to cross every T and dot every I. But God is looking for some people, my goodness, just to follow him no matter what. And every now and then, a pastor needs some folks, some ride or die folks, my goodness, that's going to ride with the pastor, my goodness. You might not agree everything he do, my goodness, but everything he doing ain't wrong. What amazes me about some church folks is that we might not do everything right, but we ain't doing everything wrong. What amazes me, and please, y'all might have to help me with this, my goodness, because when God have a set man or a set woman and he give them a vision, you might not see it right away. And the reason why you might not see it right away, because he ain't give it to you. Okay, let me give it where you can reach it. Let me go to your own house. When God give you a vision for your house, every now and then your mate might not see it. Every now and then your husband or wife might not see what God has given you. The thing is, you got to go on what God gave you instead of going on what man gave you. Oh, Lord Jesus. And when you are chosen, you're going to go. Everything you're doing, you're doing by faith. It ain't that you're the smartest. It ain't that you know everything. No, it's by faith. He Bible declare. He says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Watch this. And ordained you. He says, not only that I selected you, but I'm setting you apart from everybody else. He says, when you are ordained, he says, I'm setting you apart so the things that you used to do, you just can't do no more. The people who you used to hang around with, you just can't hang around no more. And let me get a witness. Let me just put this in there. Most of the stuff that we used to do for 40 and up, we can't do no more anyway. When you get to 40, stuff start to change. Okay, oh my Lord Jesus. When you get to 40, stuff that was tight end up dropping. Oh my. When you get to 40, you can't eat as much sugar as you used to eat. He says, not only did I chose you, but Pastor, he ordained you. He the one that set you up. So man didn't put you in position. The position that you find yourself in right now, God is putting you. Matter of fact, God set you up to get or to be in that position. And every now and then, God will allow us to be in some tight situations. So when we come out of there, we can tell everybody, if it have not been for the Lord that was on my side, I don't know where I'd be. Is that your testimony right there? That I was in some tight situations, my goodness, that I thought I wasn't going to never come out of, but I end up coming out on top. I end up coming out better than I went in because the grace of God is over my life. He ordained you. Shared this earlier, that it was a lady who ended up left her Bible on the kitchen table. And when she left her Bible on the kitchen table, her son came in and started to read her Bible on the table. And as he started to read, her Bible was kind of marked up, and it had the initials TP behind it. Got to one verse, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It was a TP behind it. The Lord is my salvation, it was TP behind it. I'm the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, it was a TP behind it. And a son called her into the room and says, Ma, come in here, I need for you to explain something to me. And she says, boy, what do you want? She says, he says, I'm reading the Bible, your Bible, and it got these TP behind it. What do that TP mean? And y'all know that TP don't stand for Teddy Pendergrass. She says, boy, this TP, the reason why you see the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, it had a TP behind that. The reason why it says, and we know all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, those who are called according to his purpose. It was a TP behind that. TP simply means tried and proven. Because when you try God, he'll prove himself to you that he's not just good just some of the times. Oh my Lord Jesus, that's somebody's testimony. But he's good all of the time, because it's only God that brought you. this far. So the Bible declared that, he says, first of all, verse 16, I chose you, and then I ordained you. In other words, I had to set you apart or separate you from some people, places, and things. Watch this. I'm in verse 16. It says that you should go, watch this, and bring forth fruit. He says, this is how you know, this is how you know you have a growing ministry, because it'll be active. Fruit will be bearing. And I got a question. What fruit, what is the fruit that you're growing? What's the sign of the fruit that you are growing in the right direction? When a man of God come in here and pour and worship the way he worship, y'all know he go hard and worship. Y'all know he just go hard. Everywhere I go, I see him. I'm like, oh, it's over. I might as well just enjoy the ride, my Lord Jesus. Everywhere he go, he do the same thing. He go hard everywhere he go. Then after he come up here and preach, the word of God shall go forth and add to your life. Should add, because you should have a expectation of what God is about to do through the man of God or woman of God. So because you anointed and because he sets you apart, he says, I'm allow fruit to grow. Look at your neighbor and say, what kind of fruit you like? What kind of fruit you like? What kind of fruit you like, my Lord Jesus? Oh my goodness, the fruit of love, the fruit of peace, my goodness, the fruit of mercy and grace, my goodness. What kind of fruit that you like, my Lord? Matter of fact, look at your neighbor and say, what kind of fruit are you? Watch this. Not only that the preacher and the pastor's job, watch this, to allow fruit to grow. The Bible declares, I'm in verse 16, and that your fruit should remain. Simply means that can't nobody subtract with what you do. Even when it look crazy in the house, they cannot subtract on the simple fact what you called to do. And since you are called to do it, since God have called you in your respective calling, my goodness, can't nobody take what God only gave you. I'm learning in ministry, and I'm getting better at it, of just being more bold. And it takes time, because we deal with fickle people. Because they don't walk off the job when the boss get on their nerves, they'll walk out the church. As if they doing, my goodness, the church a disservice. No, boo, you doing you a disservice. And this is what we have to, especially, I got to say it. Especially the black church. Because we base things according on how we feel instead of how it is. Because you want the church to be perfect and you ain't even perfect. You want the house to be peace and ain't no peace in your house. So you expect the church to be something that you're not. So what we have to do as men and women of God is lay out the plan whether you like it or not. And here it comes. Sometimes that's hard. Because sometimes people don't think it's them. So they point the finger at everybody else. Oh, that might not be in this church, but at the household, oh, my Lord Jesus. Oh, they think they run the church. Oh, they think, oh, they got it going on right here. Oh, they just a group. They running packs over here. No, you get somewhere. Just because you ain't friendly, don't think everybody is like you. I know it don't happen here. Don't worry about it. It happened at 1829 Am Street. So what people tend to do, they start looking and say, I hope they got that word. That was a good word for them. No, it's a good word for you. This is how we grow the church. It's to church is filled with real people that have real issues. And so the faster we can understand our own issue, the better we can be a blessing with somebody else when they have an issue. That's the church. And then God places leadership in church for a reason. So when it is time to celebrate the pastor, celebrate your pastor. Okay. Only two of y'all got it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Watch this. It's about, you know, summer is hitting. It's about to be a lot of concerts. And y'all already got y'all folding chairs ready. White parties coming up. Barbecues coming up. And y'all celebrating whatever y'all celebrating. If you're going to celebrate anybody, celebrate your man or woman of God. Because they are the ones going to praying over your soul. The Bible declared, give honor when honor is due. It's not based if you like them. It's based on what the word of God says. Because you're a man of God and because God bless you to be here, I got to look out for you. I got to pray for you. I have to make sure that you and your family is okay. So take care of y'all, man of God. Take care of y'all, man of God. So whatever y'all have to give them, give it to them. Nobody should not say what they don't deserve. The devil is a lie. Here it come in closing. Here it come in closing. Jesus says this. How do you love me who you never seen? How do you respect me who you never seen? And don't respect or love your brother who you see every day. So if we going to honor anybody, let us honor our very own. So I stop by to encourage you, man of God. Keep preaching. Keep praying. Keep living. Keep doing what God is telling you to do. Keep lifting up his holy name. Because the best is yet to come. Come on, can everybody please stand up on your feet? Come on, let's give God praise in this house. Come on. Everybody remain standing for a moment. It might be somebody that's here that don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.